Today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show,
look to celebrate small wins. Small wins add up to big wins, both on and off the court.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Turn my headphones up!
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done.
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
This is Reese Davis from ESPN, and you're listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
Hey, Pure Sweat fam. Thanks for tuning in to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show. This is Rich Sislowski sitting in for Alan Stein today. From time to time, Drew and I will tap in to give Alan a break from the great work he's doing here. If you miss him, I'm sure you know he's just a snap away. Today's topic is five business tactics that will make you a better coach. You can't run a team or a school like a business. Those products are very, very different. The connecting link between them is the leadership and motivation aspect. This is why sports coaches buy business books and why businesses bring in great coaches to talk to their teams about leadership and motivation. Building successful organizations in any field will always have commonalities. So let's get right to it here. The first tactic is become an expert. Those who are successful in business become so because they spend hours upon hours making themselves an expert in their field. Mark Cuban talks all the time about the first step in starting a business is to learn everything there is to know about that business. Coaches can apply this tactic by using your offseason to pick one area of the game to become an expert in. At the end of your season, pick some area of the game. Maybe it's free throw shooting, defending off the ball, ball handling, or any area that you feel would benefit you to learn more about. Spend your entire offseason dedicated to becoming an absolute expert in that area of the game. If you want to take this up a notch, involve your staff. Every offseason, assign each of the coaches on your staff to a topic. After several years of doing this, your staff is going to have a great deal of added knowledge and your program will benefit. The second business tactic is to know your market. Not only do you have to know your competition, you have to know your potential customer base. Likewise, for coaches, you have to scout the competition. That goes without saying. But you need to figure out how your players learn, get motivated, and recover. The great coaches understand that there are different learning styles among all their players, and they figure out ways to get their message across to each of those different learning styles. Being able to motivate players during practice, during games, before games, is all about knowing those players. And then finally, how do your players recover? When do they need a day off? And what do they need to do to recover mentally? Tactic number three is to listen to your customers. Businesses spend millions of dollars on market research so they know what the customer wants. My favorite example of this was actually more of a low-cost example. Tim Ferriss, when he was writing 4-Hour Chef, went on Amazon and looked at all the low ratings, the one-star ratings, and he compiled that feedback to see what cookbooks were lacking and what the customer base was crying out for. He then sought out to give those customers what they were looking for, and it resulted in a best-selling book. This loosely translated for coaching means listen to your players and listen to your assistant coaches. It doesn't mean that they run the ship, but this empowers them to feel ownership in the team, and it provides you with additional perspectives that you may not always see as a head coach. The fourth tactic is to celebrate small wins. The greatest way to boost morale is to publicly call out employees doing things well. For coaches, this means celebrating team and individual achievements on a regular basis. You want to try to catch people doing things right and stop everything to point it out. Don't fall into the trap of constantly criticizing your players. When you catch a player doing something well or exactly the way you want something done, stop everything and call it out. Let other teammates see that you will call out the good things as well as the bad. This not only motivates players to continue the action, but it encourages their teammates to look for those things as well. And finally, the fifth business tactic that can help make you a better coach is to measure and analyze. To grow an organization, it's necessary to measure progress and make adjustments when things are not working. Likewise, players need to see improvement in order to become hooked on that improvement. Showing their progress builds confidence, builds team morale, and makes players crave that improvement. Having open discussions about adversity and about correctable errors within their play takes the fear of failure out of the equation. This in turn allows your players to reach new heights because they are not paralyzed by the fear of making a mistake. So as a quick recap, tactic number one was become an expert. Take some area of the game every offseason and learn as much as you possibly can about it. Number two, know your market. Know what makes the people you are leading tick. Know what motivates them, know how they learn, and know what it takes to help them recover. Number three was listen to your customers. Listen to those people who you lead. Get feedback from them, get additional perspectives from them, and utilize their point of view in how you lead them. Number four, look to celebrate small wins. Small wins add up to big wins, both on and off the court. It's always important to stay on top of calling out the positives. And then finally, number five, measure and analyze. Measure the progress of your players and your team and get them hooked on the process of improvement. As coaches and leaders, we can have a profound and permanent impact on those we lead. That impact is going to be based on what you put in to developing yourself as a leader and the way in which you go about leading. Well, that's it for me today. I know I'm supposed to remind you to follow Alan on Snapchat at Alan Stein Jr. if you'd like to see what he's eating and what he's wearing today. Oh, and he also sprinkles in some pretty great basketball performance tips while he's at it. After you do that, please visit us at puresweatbasketball.com to see what we have going on this week. Hopefully we helped you raise your game here. Now let's get back in the gym.